Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Don't shoot!
After a day of large protests around New York City, police moved to break up the crowds as the 8 p.m. curfew set in. That was in the South Bronx. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live from Mott Haven. Sean?
Yeah, it was peaceful for most of the time, but it ended with clashes here in Mott Haven. Scores of arrests after the 8 p.m. curfew passed and apparently was ignored.
We are currently trapped at 136 and Brook Avenue since 7:45. They are pushing us.
There's video of the scuffles. Police moved in to disperse the crowd. There was pushing, shoving, and then at one point, there's video. Police are seen. Their batons are raised. They're swinging them down. They're on top of a vehicle and clashing with protesters. That vehicle is still on the corner at 136th and Brook. It's all pushed in and dented, and the windshield is smashed. Earlier, Mayor de Blasio said protesters, they have to abide by the curfew.
And if at a certain point officers say, okay, it's time, we need to go now, people need to listen to that.
Governor Cuomo offered his support for the police as well, emphasizing that there needs to be respect here.
They've treated police officers with such disrespect in New York City that I am stunned. I've never seen that level of disrespect to a police officer.
Well, protesters claim the police penned them in and didn't allow them to retreat to leave, and that's when the violence occurred. The governor has said the attorney general will review all claims of misconduct. Live in Mott Haven, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea is apologizing for mistakes made by the police department. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is live outside police headquarters. Marla, this was rather extraordinary.
Steve, Shea issued the apology as he made a plea for calm and dialogue in these difficult times.
For there to be calm, there also must be contrition. So I am sorry. Sometimes even the best, and the NYPD is the goddamn best police department in this country, but sometimes even the best fall down.
Shea says the department is investigating complaints of police brutality and brutality against police.
And while all of this is going on, we hear silence from so many of our elected officials. It is sickening.
Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo says this is a moment for national police reform, adding it must be done intelligently. Minority lawmakers in Albany rallied across the state yesterday, urging the passage of a package of bills. One would allow the public access to the confidential disciplinary files of first responders. And we're live at police headquarters. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Mayor de Blasio is calling out the NYPD for arresting a food delivery man in Upper Manhattan. That man was arrested after the citywide curfew had gone into effect for the evening, even though food delivery people are considered essential workers. The mayor called Commissioner Dermot Shea, told him it wasn't acceptable. De Blasio, who has had some notorious run-ins with reporters, is also vowing to protect the rights of journalists to cover the protests in the city, saying, quote, they are essential workers, too. Yesterday was a milestone for New York City in the coronavirus fight. For the first time since March 12th, there were no new COVID-19 deaths reported in the city. Think about that. It's remarkable. During the pandemic's peak in early April, the city was seeing around 500 COVID-19 deaths every day. Live to the Weather Center, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. Is what we see right now pretty much what we get all day?
This is the kind of day that will have showers off and on through the afternoon, right on into tonight. And as it gets a little bit warmer, we could actually see some heavier stuff develop again, too. Some heavier thunderstorms. Right now, it's just rain showers, mostly east of the Hudson River in the Hudson Valley. And now it is getting north of 84. It does go into Connecticut, and we have a few sprinkles over parts of Suffolk County. Next batch of rain is back towards south of Williamsport, northeast of Harrisburg. In other words, central Pennsylvania, approximately south central Pennsylvania, and moving over towards western Jersey within the next hour. So scattered showers, thunderstorms off and on. Some could get heavy later today. High 78 to 82, very muggy day. Low tonight in the middle 60s. It does begin drying out, but not till Saturday afternoon. So variably cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm till about midday. And then turning less humid as the sun returns, about 85. Sunday looks great, mostly sunny, and 75 to 80.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.